You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Wednesday. Yes, it is Wednesday, isn't it? Yes, WTW. Welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 20th of September. Get my days mixed up. I did my calendar wrong, you see. I've got here Tuesday, September 20th. It's Wednesday. It's midweek. WTW, boys and girls. Great to be with you. And the time, just a minute after 7, we're going to be sitting entertaining you right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Let's quickly take a look and see who's got a birthday for today. We're going to go back to 1842. Sir James Dewar was a Scottish chemist and a physicist, best known today for his invention of the Dewar flask, which he used in conjunction with extensive research into the liquefaction of gases. Dewar. There's a whiskey called Dewar's, isn't there? I wonder if that's what he put the flask in, really. I bet that's what he used it for, you know. It is. Anyway, let's get going, shall we?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Tell you what, there we go. A bit of Booker T and the MGs bring us in for this morning's program. Well, it's all going to be a little bit different. We've got quite a lot to get through during the course of this morning because we are celebrating the 17th birthday, yes, anniversary of Cool FM, 17 years. And when they said, Jerry, won't you do something to do with 17? And I thought, went away and I thought about it. I said, I know what we're going to do. We're going to go back to when I was 17. It's a great memory there, I can tell you. So, I thought what we would do is we are looking today at the top 50 records on the UK charts on this week. Yes, this week. On the year, wait for it, 1966. And what are we going to start with? We're going to start with this one. And this is, in fact, number 50. It comes from the Mike Sam Singers. It's called Somewhere, My Love.
Somewhere, my love, there will be songs to sing. All the
there's the hope of spring. Somewhere a hill blossoms in green and gold, and there are dreams all that your heart can hold. Someday we'll meet again, my love. Someday, whenever the spring breaks through, you'll come to me.
Yes, the Mike Sam Singers. Mike Sam coming from Reigate in Surrey over there in the United Kingdom. They did a lot of songs like that. They also performed the title themes for three of Gerry Anderson's shows, Supercar, Stingray and The Secret Service. Recorded seven albums between 1962 and 1988. They performed for people like Disneyland and they featured on other people's albums. No Other Love, Ronnie Hilton, Tommy Steele, Why, Strawberry Fair, Anthony Newley, Helen Shapiro and Walking Back to Happiness, and Tears by Ken Dodd, which we'll hear later. Not forgetting Delilah by Tom Jones, all on those records. They came in at number 50 on this week, and that's as far as they got, I'm afraid. They stayed at number 50 for 1 week and then disappeared again. Above that, number 49 was New Changes. That came from Crispin St. Peter's. That did the same thing. That came in at number 49. Stayed there for 1 week, oh, and disappeared. Number 48, though, Out of Time, Chris Farlow. Came in, well, last week it was at number 30. And 13 weeks it stayed in the charts. It came in at 48. It peaked at number 1.
Still mad. You're out of touch, my baby. My poor passion, baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Well, baby, 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 you're out of time. I said, baby, baby, baby. Your social world, you can't come back, be the first in line. Oh yeah, you're obsolete, my baby. Thank you.
There we go, yes. That's Mr. Chris Farlow and making his way out of the top 50. It's peaked at number one, though. Spent 13 weeks. Last week it was 30, this week 48, and away he goes into the distance. Next, going up to number 47, we've got one that came in at number 47, peaked at 47, and it was just there for 1 week. That's an American singer. Her name was Sandy Posey, and she got into the charts with this one, Born a Woman. With that one, probably better over in the United States, but it's in the United Kingdom. There we go. She got to number 47, Born a Woman, Sandy Posey. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I've not got a special song for you in the shower this morning. What we're doing is we're celebrating the 17 years of Cool FM here at 89.3. And they said, 17, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to do the music that I listened to when I was 17. So we're looking at the top 50 in the United Kingdom. We won't look at all of them. I don't think we'll have time. But top 50 in the United Kingdom on this week back in 1966 when, best believe it or not, I was 17. Going to put you in the shower. We're going to have to take a little bit of a little bit of potluck with this one. What we got for you? Because we're moving up the chart. Born a Woman, number 47. 46 was Billy Fury, Give Me Your Word. Then we go up to number 45. That was Stop That Girl. And that came from Chris Andrews.
Every now and then
one.
there we go. Mr. Chris Andrews and Stop That Girl. And, well, it's time for you to get out the shower. There you go. Stop That Girl. And that did very nicely for him. Really, it peaked at number 36. It was in the top 50 for 4 weeks. Last week it was 36, and that's as far as it dropped down to number 45. Up at number 44, we had I Want You, and that comes from Bob Dylan.
Sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. They've gone down to love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows that she's not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't that cute to him, was I? But I did it because he lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you.
And I tell you what, he's still going today, isn't it? Mr. Bob Dylan, I Want You. And that was released as a single, June of 1966. And later that month, it was also on his seventh studio album, which was Blonde on Blonde. And the song was written by Bob Dylan, produced by Bob Johnson, and has been interpreted, I love this, interpreted as a straightforward expression of lust. Yes, that was the 1960s. Anyway, that peaked at number 16 for him on the UK charts. This week, back in 1966, it was at number 44. Last week, it was at 26. Big drop there for Bob Dylan. Our next one, well, we're going to join the Sandpipers, and they peaked at number 43. They're only in the charts for 1 week, so this is as high as they got with Guantanamera. Echarme zarzos del alma.
eso es un cielo querido que busca el monte Amparo.
The words mean I am a truthful man from the land of the palm trees. Before dying, I want to show these poems of my soul. My poems are soft green. My poems are also flaming crimson. My poems are like a wounded fawn seeking refuge in the forest. The last verse says, Con los pobres de la tierra. With the poor people of this earth, I want to share my fate. The streams of the mountains please me more than the sea.
Hacemos que el mar.
Number 43 on this will in this week in 1966, Guantanamera from the Sandpipers. That's as high as they got, number 43. Came in this week, brand new. I tell you, we're going to slip down a step. But first of all, let me say a very good morning to Rosita and also to Renee. She's with us this morning. Rosita dropped us a lovely little poster here. It says, Cool FM, Jerry D and friends. And celebrating 17 years of being blessed. That's so sweet of you. Says, good morning, beautiful people. Thank you for you. Thank you all so much for the best 17 years of great music and great people. Thank you all for being there with us. Hugs to you all. Thank you very much. Always the best in the West. Thank you so much, Rosita, for that one. Getting back to the chart now, this is a favourite of mine. It's number 42. It did peak at number 34. Last week it was on its way down at 39, and I say this week at number 42. Came as well as one of those soul, we had great soul music in those days, and this is one from Percy Sledge, Warm and Tender Love. it goes, sadly on its way out. Number 42 on the UK Top 50 on this week back in the year 1966 when your DJ Jerry D was 17 years of age. I can hardly believe it. There we are, number 42. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a look at some of those international news headlines, and we'll be continuing with songs from the top 50 on this week back in the year 1966.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
Do you want to study and work abroad but don't know where? Global Possibility Studies and Education Ireland have the perfect opportunity for you in their educational fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. Get to know everything about their programs, financing opportunities, and interact with the representatives of 5 of the most renowned universities in Ireland. Come to the fair and learn how to apply to a postgraduate degree with the possibility of obtaining your full-time work permit for 2 years. This September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
La línea 3 del metro elevará el tren de vida de miles de panameños que residen en Panamá Oeste. Pronto será una realidad que contribuirá a un desplazamiento rápido y seguro desde y hacia la ciudad capital.
And there we go. Always good advice and good offers for you here on this morning's breakfast show. Well, every morning, really. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news and some of the business news this morning. Armenian separatist forces in Azerbaijan's breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh surrendered and agreed to a ceasefire on Wednesday, 24 hours after Baku began an offensive to restore full control of its territory. Under the agreement, confirmed by both sides and effective from 1 p.m, that was 0900 Greenwich Mean Time, on Wednesday, separatist forces will disband and disarm, and talks on the future of the region and the ethnic Armenians who live there will start on Thursday. Canada worked very closely with the United States on intelligence that Indian agents had been potentially involved in the murder of Sikh leader in British Columbia earlier this year, a senior Canadian government source said on Tuesday. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced on Monday that domestic intelligence agencies were actively pursuing credible allegations tying New Delhi's agents to the shooting of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, now 45 years of age. This was in June. India urged caution on Wednesday by certain nationals in Canada and those planning to visit Canada, as relations deteriorated after each nation expelled one of the other's diplomats in an escalating row over the murder of the Sikh separatist leader. European Council President Charles Michel will ask China directly at the United Nations Security Council to do more to push Russia towards a just peace in Ukraine, according to his draft speech seen by Reuters. At the Security Council meeting held on Wednesday during the annual high-level United Nations General Assembly in New York, Michel will call for a just peace that respects the UN Charter and its core principles, the territorial integrity of a sovereign nation. China's foreign ministry in Hong Kong slammed a six-month report on the financial hub by Britain, saying it ignored good societal conditions, a more stable business environment, and instead supported anti-China chaos. The comments came after Britain published its six-monthly report on the Chinese-controlled hub from January the 1st to the 30th of June, which stated that authorities have extended the application of a Beijing-imposed national security law beyond genuine national security concerns. The father of a woman who died in the Hawaii wildfires last month has launched a novel lawsuit against three major landowners, seeking to hold them responsible even though they did not start the fire and the blaze ignited on land that they do not own. Huawei Technologies Unit is shipping new Chinese-made chips for surveillance cameras. In a fresh sign, the Chinese tech giant is finding ways around 4 years of U.S. export controls, two sources briefed on the unit's efforts have said. Ford Motor Company, they reached a last-minute deal to avoid a walkout at its Canadian operations late on Tuesday as the United Auto Workers Union prepared for a potential expansion of its United States strikes against the Detroit 3 automakers. Unifor, which represents about 5,600 Canadian auto workers, were threatening to go on strike at all three of Ford's plants in the country if a deal was not reached by 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday. And that was 03:59 Greenwich Mean Time today, Wednesday. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk's brain chip startup Neuralink said on Tuesday it has received approval from an independent review board to begin recruitment for the first human trial of its brain implant for paralysis patients. Those with paralysis due to cervical spinal cord injury or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis may qualify for the study, it said, but did not reveal how many participants would be enrolled in the trial, which will take about 6 years to complete. Looking at some of the business, the European shares ended subdued on Tuesday as gains in energy stocks countered losses in industrials, though investors exercise caution ahead of a slew of central bank decisions around the world coming in this week. The Pan-European Stock 600 index that held steady at 456.52 points, while Germany's DAX that dropped 0.4%. Industrials extended losses to a second straight session, with Germany's Deutsche Post dropping 6.5%. Oil prices fell by more than a dollar on Wednesday ahead of the US Federal Reserve's interest rate decision, with investors uncertain when peak rates will be hit and how much of an impact it will have on energy demand. Global benchmark Brent crude futures that fell by $1.46 or 1.55%. That was to $92.88. And US West Texas Intermediate crude futures that shed 1.43% or $1.30 to $89.90 a barrel. The October WTI contract expires on Wednesday, and the more active November contract was down $1.38 or 1.53% to $89.10 a barrel. That was at 8:54 GMT today. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riscio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And yes, indeed, we are. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou's joined us this morning. What are we doing? not really sure, really. We're looking at the top 50, the UK top 50 chart, celebrating the 17th anniversary of Cool FM. And when they said to me, what do you want to do to celebrate the 17th year? And I said, I'll tell you what, 17, let's go back to the year I was 17 and the music that I was listening to then. And that's exactly what we're doing. We've got to come up now to number 41 on that top 50 chart. This came in last week, brand new. It peaked at number 41. It stayed there for 1 week, and that's before it leaves us all together. That's Dusty Springfield, and All I See Is You. With Dusty Springfield and All I Need Is You, making an exit after this week from the top 50, number 41 there. And number 40 was I Don't Care by Los Bravos, and that was just in the charts for 2 weeks. Last week it came in, peaked at number 44. This week it's at number 40, and then it's on its way out. Now, I tell you what we have got, though. This was last week, 46. It comes from Billy Stewart, and it's Summertime.
Right now, and I got a little high. good looking, yeah.
That's Billy Stewart's Summertime. That's at number 39 over there in the UK Top 50 on this week back in 1966. Actually, it shouldn't have been in the charts for very long, should it, really? Summertime over there in the UK didn't last very long. Now, the next one's not going to be a surprise for you. This is number 38, and it comes from Mr. Frank Sinatra. It peaked at number one. It was in the charts for 19 weeks, making its way down the line. Last week it was at number 29. This week's at number 38. Yep, it's this one. Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night.
Da, 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 da. Here we go, yes indeed. Oh, Frank Sinatra, Strangers in the Night. No wonder that one stayed up there so high in the charts. Number one was as far as it got, and it was there in the charts in the top 50 for 19 weeks. Moving on to number 37, this came in this week. It peaked at this number 37. It was only there for one week. It came from Dave D, Ozzy, Peaky, etc., etc., and it's Bend It. Enjoyed that 1 week on the top 50. Dave D, Dozy, Peaky, Mick and Ditch. And Bend It. Moving up to number 36. It's a version of Blowing in the Wind. One that I haven't played that much either. It was at 37 last week. It peaked at number 36. It's on its way down. Spent 5 weeks in the chart. It comes from Stevie Wonder. And it's his version of Blowing in the Wind.
Oh, head. He pretends that he just got to see. Whoa, yeah, you know the answer, my friend. It's a blow. Let me tell you, it's blowing, 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 whoa, the answer's blowing in the wind, and it's blowing, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stevie Wonder, number 35 on the UK Top 50 this week, back in 36 back in 1966. Moving up to number 35, it peaked at 24. It came in last week on the chart at 24. It spent 7 weeks on the chart, so, and it was Robert Parker who'd been barefooted.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We're doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her house sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. Hey, little girl with your red dress on, I bet you can barefoot all night long. Take off your shoes and throw them away. Come back and get them another day. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Everybody get barefooted. Take off your shoes. Henry, he said to Sue, if I barefoot, would you barefoot too? Sue told John, I study stew. I was barefooting ever since I was two. They was barefooting. They was barefooting. They was barefooting.
There we go, yes, Robert Parker, barefooting. Just seen how we used to dance to that as well. Quite hilarious.
Barefooting.
Back in the year 1966, I tell you what, on this day, on the 3rd of July, we're looking at July to September, 31 arrests are made after protests against the Vietnam War. This was outside the United States Embassy in London in Grosvenor Square. Around about 4,000 people turned up and it turned violent. Right, squeeze one more in before the top of the hour. We're going to go to number 34. Tamla Motown was starting to get a grip. It was starting to creep in, and it was brilliant. This one, it came in at number 25 last week. It spent 10 weeks in the charts, and it peaked, though, only at number 21. I would have thought it would have done a lot better.
I know you want to leave me.
Temptations.
I refuse to let you.
Ain't too proud to beg.
If I have to beg, please, for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to please, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl. Now I've heard a crying man is half a man with no sense of pride.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely. Great to be with you this morning. And what are we doing this morning? Doing something a little bit different today. Cool FM said, what are we going to do here on The Breakfast Show to celebrate the 17 years on the 20th? And I said, I know what we're going to do. We're going to take 17. We're going to take me. Going to shrink me down to when I was 17 years of age. Or round the tummy at any rate. And we're going to listen to the music of the top 50, which was the top 54 this week back in the year 1966, when I was, yes, sweet 17. Well, not so sweet, but I was 17. And we got to number 33 on the chart. Last week it was 43, so it's making its way up the chart. It's been in the chart so far for 2 weeks. It comes from Sandy Shaw. And it's called Run.
As the wind blows through the trees, it sometimes seems to whisper, he is calling me. Then when the rain falls upon the ground, I often think that it's him following me. I don't stop to see if he's behind me. I just keep on going. He must never find me. The sun is sinking from the sky. I see a shadow and I think it must be him. Sometimes there stands someone with their back toward me. I think it could just be him. If the telephone rings, I don't pick it up. If someone knocks at the door, it shut. What would he do if he found me? So I must run. I said, so I must run. As the wind blows through the trees, it sometimes seems to whisper, he's calling me. Then when the rain falls upon the ground, to see if he's behind me, I just keep on going. He must never find me. He thinks I still belong to him. So I must run. I said, so I must run.
She should be running too. I can hear the lightning and the thunder going on there in the background. Sandy Shaw, number 33 on the top 50 back in the year 1966. We're going to make our way to number 32. It's a soul jazz standard. It was written by Bobby Herb and recorded by him as well, originally in 1963. One of the most performed and recorded popular songs, with hundreds of versions released, and the BMI rates at Sunny, number 25 in the top 100 songs of the century. Number 32 on the top 50 back in 1966 in the UK.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that holds the grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
There it goes, Bobby Herb and Sunny. 1966, that was number 32 on the top 50. It was number 45 last week. It's on its way up, 2 weeks there. Number 32, and yeah, that's where it peaked. It peaked at 32, but last week it was 45. So it's as high as it's got. It was there for 2 weeks. Now, I told you Motown was coming up. It was finding its legs back in 1966. And we got another one for you. It comes from the four tops this time. It was in the charts for 9 weeks. It peaked at number 21. That's where it is right now. So next week it's going to be making its way down. Loving You is sweeter than ever.
Jerry, hey Yaz, how you doing? Yes, indeed, I am back in El Valle and feeling the love of the countryside. Oh, yeah. It was not a bad bit of traffic coming back out, and there's just that area over by Capira where the construction is just, it's going to be nasty there for a while. But last night, the cook and I went for a lovely little walk, and the frogs were singing. We decided to walk down to a local eatery and have a dinner out and take Chelsea with us, and of course got a little caught in the rain, which was delightful. Walking in the rain with the one you love is just enormously pleasurable. And I'll tell you, with all of those frogs just croaking it away, singing it away, it was delightful. It was so beautiful. They were such a song. Oh, they sang like a chorus. So I have to tell you, the other thing that I really enjoyed and kind of missed was that Chelsea sleeping in the bed. There's something that when you have a dog that you didn't quite expect to turn out to be 45 pounds of puppy is when she gets in the foot of your bed and you have to play leg aerobics or trying to play dodge the dog with your legs or try to roll over and you can't because the dog has pinned you down and there's nothing you can do because she's asleep. Oh, so leg aerobics in bed, walking with the one you love in the rain, listening to frogs. It's been a beautiful, welcoming home. I left a bicycle there to get fixed. It's all done. Now I'm here. I got to go back next week. And I can't wait to get the little bicycle. The cook and I are going to be riding around a little bit, having some fun. Got some things now to do around here. It's a lovely, moist morning. Everything is just beautiful green, and it just bursts with color when I go away for even just a day or two. When I get back, it's delightful. All right, let's see. Today is, I think today is Wednesday. Yeah, that's what it is. It's Humpity Hump Day. And that means, yay, maybe a movie review. I don't know. Maybe Andre. I don't know. All right, well, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
Number 30 on the top 50 chart in the United Kingdom for this week. Number 30, Otis Redding, and I Can't Turn You Loose. It's on its way up. Well, it peaked at number 30, but last week it was 32. 4 weeks it stayed in the charts. Big thanks to Ingrid, and Ingrid mentioned perhaps a movie review, or where is Andres? If you remember, he's gone off. He's gone off on vacation. They have gone to Hawaii. How nice is that, eh? So by the way, I watched the series over the last week or so, Clickbait. If you haven't seen that, I found it was quite worth a watch. Anyway, getting back to the top 50. This is why are we doing the top 50 today of 1966? Because I was 17 and we're celebrating the 17th anniversary of Cool FM. And that was number 30, Can't Turn You Loose. Big Time Operator by Zoop Money and the Big Roll Band. That was at number 29. And that was in the charts for 5 weeks. It peaked at number 25. Last week it was 28, 29 this week. So making its way down. The next one, we're looking at number 28. And that peaked at number 8. It was in the charts for 10 weeks. Last week it was number 17. Who is it? It's A Loving Spoonful. Summer in the City.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even
sitting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like you need, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
There's a track I always remember, great times. Can you imagine being 17 with music like this? Loving Spoonful, Summer in the City, number 28. At 27, we've got Los Bravos telling us Black is Black. There we go, that is Los Bravos and Black is Black. That was in the charts for 12 weeks. It peaked at number 2. Last week it was number 19, making its way down the chart. Number 26 was Winchester Cathedral with the new Vaudeville band. Moving to 25, Soul is back with A Land of a Thousand Dances, The Wicked Picket. Great dancing track, remember that one well. Luckily they didn't video us dancing in those days. We didn't have cell phones, we didn't have fax machines. We just about, no, I don't think we had computers so much in those days either. There we go, that's Wilson Pickett, Land of a Thousand Dances. Thank you very much. There we go. And number 24 was The More I See You from Chris Montez. Walk With Me, The Seekers, that was at number 23. That was in the charts for 2 weeks, only peaked at 23. And then we're back to, great stuff, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. They peaked at number 22. Last week they were at number 27. How sweet it is.
Down, and there you were. When we
Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and how sweet it is to be loved by you. That's number 22 on the 50 hits, or the 50 charts of 1966. This week, the top 50. Number 21, that comes from the Troggs, originally called, believe it, the Troglodytes, an English garage rock band. They're formed in Andover in Hampshire back in May of 1964. Their most famous songs include the US chart topper, Wild Thing, a song called With a Girl Like You, which is at number 21. It peaked at number 1. It's on its way down. Last week it was number 9. This week it's 21. Total of weeks in the charts, 10. There we go. That is the Troggs there, and With a Girl Like You. And that was, number 21. Number 20 was Hi Lily, Hi Lo. That was from the Alan Parsons set. Number 19, Visions by Cliff Richards. That was the number in the charts for 9 weeks. Picked at number 7. Last week it was 12, making its way down the chart. Number 18 was by a guy called Ken Dodd. Now, he was a comedian and a good singer, and he was at number 18 on the chart. Last week he was 16, so he's sliding a little bit. He peaked at number 14, and it's this one, More Than Love.
More than ever, every day, I will love you more than ever, come what may. When the day breaks, I'll be there, walking beside you. When the moon wakes in my dreams, I'll hold you near. More than ever than before. We have found love, only true love evermore. From this moment till forever, close together we will stay. For I love you more than ever, every day. More than ever, more than whatever, come what may. When the day breaks, I'll be there, walking beside you. When the moon wakes in my dreams, I'll hold you near. More than ever than before. We have found love, only true love evermore. From this moment till forever, close together we will stay, for I love you more than ever, every day.
He had a great voice and he was a great comedian, but I always remember him with one of these sort of heather dusters. Tickle you, missus. Tickle you, missus. Ah, Kendall there, and more than ever, and number 18, and for Ken Dodd. By the way, just to remind you, coming in the last hour, we've got a nice surprise. We've got Gabrielle coming in from Pedro Mandinga. Yes, oh yes, the rum people, and he's got a nice gift that we're going to be giving away in the last hour of this morning's program. So do stay tuned for that. But we're also making away, of course, we're trying to get to the top 10. See if we can do that and finish that off for today. But moving up from Ken Dodd, we're going up to number 17. Now, this song peaked at number 11. It was in the charts for 8 weeks. Last week it was 13, so it is slipping its way down. One of my favourite groups at the time, and still is one of my favourite groups, the Mamas and the Papas. I saw her again. Again from the Mamas and the Papas. And right, moving up to number 16. That was number 17. Moving up to number 16 on the top 50 on this day, or this week rather, in the United Kingdom. as we celebrate the 17-year anniversary of Cool FM. And we're playing music that I played and listened to when I was 17. Ashes to Ashes is the next one. No, it's not David Bowie. It's way before then. This came last week. It was number 22 in the chart. And it's on a rise. It's up at 16, but that's where it's going to stay. It's stayed in the charts for 4 weeks. It comes from the Mindbenders, Ashes to Ashes. That is Ashes to Ashes from the Mindbenders. Moving up a place, number 15. Last week it was number 23. It's on a climb. It peaked at number 15, so it's not going any higher. 3 weeks in the chart for the Spencer Davis Group.
I gave you my heart right from the start, yeah. Gave you my heart. You wrote me a letter. You found someone better, yeah. Better than me. This I can't believe.
When I come home.
we go. That's the Spencer Davis Group, When I Come Home. A number 15 on the chart. I tell you what, one step above them is The Who. Yeah, they were 20 last week. They peaked at 14. And they were 3 weeks in the charts with I'm a Boy.
FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram mundokidspanamá1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
Do you want to study and work abroad but don't know where? Global Possibility Studies and Education Ireland have the perfect opportunity for you in their educational fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. Get to know everything about their programs, financing opportunities, and interact with the representatives of 5 of the most renowned universities in Ireland. Come to the fair and learn how to apply to a postgraduate degree with the possibility of obtaining your full-time work permit for 2 years. This September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3.
Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
And you are listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. We'll be doing this morning, where we have been listening to music from the days when I was 17 years of age. 19! Yes. 66. And we've made our way up to the top 10. Still to come, we've been chatting with Gabriela Conciago, and with Yasmin to see how things are going. And, of course, Gabrielle from Pedro Mandinga has a nice surprise. Anyway, we're up into the top 10 of the top 50 of 1966 for this week. At number 10, it's Manfred Mann. Yes, Manfred Mann, Just Like a Woman. That was number 10 in the top 50 on this week back in 1966. It peaked at number 10. That's as far as it got. It was 11 last week, so it's creeping up. It spent 7 weeks in total in the charts. Lovers of the World Unite, that was at number 9. Number 7 last week, it peaked at number 7, so it's on its way down. 11 weeks in a chart for Lovers of the World Unite from David and Jonathan.
The world is wrong, all division, nothing shared, dreams have died and no one cared. It seems that just the young know how, so I ask them, listen now.
Such a pity, such a shame. Man has only he to blame. Give him beauty, give him life. He created a toil and strife. It seems that just the young know how. So I ask them, listen now. The lovers of the world unite. You alone know what is right. People all should feel this way.
Right. Lovers to the World Unite from Davis and Jonathan. And have our guest sit with us here, Gabrielle Contragioco.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yes, that was it.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
A Contragioco. It means arranging horse races, apparently.
Hello, yeah.
We were
That's kind of the history, yeah.
Yes. Because you're saying your family used to do that.
Yes, my family is from southern Italy. So,
did they let them run through the streets and things like
yes,
that?
Yes. It was organizing horse races at the time. So, cool. A Concha Gioco.
Uh-huh.
That's how it's pronounced.
And that's how the name came about? I mean,
apparently.
Was it in the family for many generations? Or?
Yes, of course. That's the last name. People used to get, like, your job was your last name.
Right.
That was a custom in Europe at that time. So apparently we were organizing horse races.
Oh.
I think we weren't very good at it because there's not many Conchajocos left.
No. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Happy Wednesday. Because, yes, I was going to say, what are we doing this morning?
This morning?
Yeah, we're talking with Senor...
A Conchagioco.
Yes, she pronounced it better.
With all due respect. Let's go back to the music. So if that's your last name is what you do. I could be Jerry Nothing.
Jerry? Well, Jerry, I think that's for debate.
Jerry DJ. So, hey, look, it's lovely to have you back. Gabrielle,
thank you,
of course, with the man from Pedro Mandinga. And what is new?
Well, a lot is going on to Pedro Mandinga. That's actually it's been a very good year for us. Right now, we are going to be available in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
in a couple of states. We're going to be available for Louisiana and Georgia.
Wow.
Yes, the coffee liqueur and the cacao liqueur. Both liqueurs are going to be available in the next few months in those states.
Mm-hmm.
We have a small distributor that is going to be working with us, so that's amazing.
When you look for a distributor, say, in the States, is it just one and they distribute it, or you find different areas of the states?
Every state in the States, it works wildly different.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, I guess it does with things like taxes and how they handle
everything.
Wow,
laws,
yeah. Right.
how the products are handled,
uh-huh.
how the products are purchased, how the agreements with the distributors are, everything is very unique.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we just made an agreement with this company. It's a very good friend of ours right now.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Cherry Briggs. He's going to be coming to Panama on January
mm-hmm.
to organize a big event at the Sortis.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm going to be coming here to promote that at some point.
Put that in our diary.
Yeah, no, I'll be here to promote that.
Oh, you will? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Of course. Yeah, you are going to invite me to promote that at some point.
We are?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, and we're going to be organizing a very huge event near the Jazz Festival.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. we want to bring a lot of people from the
mm-hmm.
stage.
Mm-hmm.
To Panama to enjoy the Jazz Festival.
Wonderful.
And this event.
Right.
So we're going to be promoting this in New Orleans and Atlanta
mm-hmm.
with the Rum brand and everything else.
So will you be sponsors for the Jazz Festival
as well? Yes,
for
that event, yes. We're going to be
sponsors for that event. Oh, excellent. Great. Yeah, the Jazz Festival is quite something. The Jazz Festival is quite something.
Quite,
I mean,
we're not going to be sponsoring the Jazz Festival.
You're not going to be sponsoring it?
No, that's
just free drinks.
That's a tough cookie to tough cookie to crack.
Yeah, yeah.
But the event that it's going to be happening on the Sorties, we're going to be sponsoring that event with
Oh, wonderful.
Carrie, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. And the other news I got you today is that we're going to be in one of the biggest conference regarding bars and restaurants in Europe. We're going to be in the BCB, the Berlin Bar Convent of Berlin. And we're going to be there looking for distributors in Europe and promoting our brand, our rum. We actually already shipped that rum. We have our seat, we have our stand, and everything else. That's an event. More than 20,000 people go to that event every year.
Well, that's good. That's very good. So eventually, I guess you'll be making too many for the foreigners, and we won't have any. Is that right?
No. No. Please don't say that.
When you go to event in Europe, I mean, because you've got the franchise, the Pedro Mandinga bars, will you be looking at franchising as well as just distributing? I guess what distributor comes first, like
distribution comes first. It's very important to set your foot in the country that you're looking for. We are going to be focusing on France, Italy, and the UK.
Right.
Yeah.
I told you. I wish I was still there because I'd open one of these bars in the city of London, and it would just be. I know it would just be jam packed.
Yes. Hopefully, we get one of those investors interested in the product since unique.
Shall I go back? No, thank you.
We're going to miss you here, so.
I'll hang around. It was lovely to have you. Now, you've got a nice gift for us today for one of our listeners.
Yes, today we brought $100 in
cash.
It's cash, but it's cash in the rum bar, so it's going to be available to. For the listeners today, Jasmine has that set up. So we're going to be giving $100 for Cool FM anniversary.
Wonderful. Yes. So we're going to have to think of a good question, aren't we?
It needs to be a tough one.
It needs to be a tough one. They kindly gave us a similar item yesterday for Frank's over in Costa del Este. We had to find we found quite a difficult question about Frank Sinatra.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good one. So I tell you what, we're gonna take another piece of music. We're gonna put our thinking caps on, and we're gonna come up with a question, and there will be a chance to win that amazing voucher for the Pedro Mandinga rum bar. That's the one in Via Argentina.
Yes, it's going to be available to redeem in the Pedro Mandinga in Via Argentina.
Excellent. It's a big one, so you can take all your friends. Right. Let me get back to the charts. We're looking at number 8 right now. Now this was at number 10 last week, so it's on a creep upwards. It was in the chart for 6 weeks, peaking at number 8, and it's Working in a Coal Mine. From Lee Dorsey.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
5 o'clock in the morning. So tired. How long can this go on?
Yeah, I'm working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about to step down.
Working
in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoops, about to step down.
Close our nickel in the morning, hauling coal by the dawn. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Working in a coal mine, going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop.
Working
in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working
in a coal mine,
whoop.
There we go, number 8 on the top 50 on the UK charts on this week, back in 1966. Yes, we're playing all the songs that I used to listen to when I was that old. We had radios too. Anyway, we're here with Gabrielle from Pedro Mandinga, of course, Yasmin as well. And I think we've come up with a question, haven't we?
Yes,
we come up with let me give you the rules first. Gabrielle is going to give you a question, and what you have to do is call Yasmin. Please not on on the WhatsApp, because then there can be no rinky-dinky business, because me with the fingers. Call Yasmin. The number is 223-5162. 223-5162 is the number. Make a note of that. 223-5162. This is for a $100 voucher for the Pedro Mandinga Bar in Beer, Argentina. That is really something. So remember, 223-5162. First person to call Yasmin with the right answer. And the question is, hang on, let me do a drum roll.
Is it the first one or the second one? The one we discussed.
The last one.
Oh, the last one. Okay, yeah, so yeah. Since you guys know, Pedro Mandinga is not only rum bars, it's mm-hmm. also a distillery. Mm-hmm. We make our own rum. So, from Raspadura, by the way. So, where is the distillery of Pedro Mandinga?
There we go.
That's the question. Where is the distillery of Pedro Mandinga? Where is the rum produced?
Mm-hmm.
The Pedro Mandinga rum is produced.
Excellent. Right. Call Yasmin, 223-5162. And the first person to give the right answer will win that amazing voucher. Number 5 on that chart we're talking about. This is the top 50 in the UK during this week. Number 5. It's the Beach Boys. They were number 3 last week. They picked at number 2, so they're sliding down. They're at number 5. God only knows. That's what it's called.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life will still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows. That was number 4 on the on the charts back then, 1966. Oh. The phone hasn't stopped ringing. Well, it has now, because it's quiet. So, yeah, remember, where is the distillery that makes Pedro Mandinga rum? And the first person to give Yasmin a call, 223-5162, with the right answer, 223-5162, will have the opportunity to enjoy that voucher. And you're enjoying yourself, Ben?
Yes, I am. I always enjoy myself when I'm in this show with you guys. It's always fun.
We take it so seriously.
It's so serious here. So serious.
How long have you been with Pedro Mandinga now?
Since 2018.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right here. The project was 2 years old at that time.
All right.
Last July, we enjoy our 7th year. So,
what was your background before that?
I was brewing beer.
Okay.
I was brewing beer, which is a way. Everything that needs to be brewed, if you distill it, you get a spirit, right? So rum is, when you're making a spirit, it's just like a natural path that you normally walk when you're in this industry. Like, if you brew beer at some point, you will be able to know more about distilling, and it's a passion.
Absolutely.
And since we have both things in the distillery and in the brewery, we make the beer, and right next to the brewery, to the brewing equipment, we have the distilling equipment. It's actually really fun. And
it's like something out of Charlie Wonka's chocolate factory, isn't it? I love that machine. It looks so sort of Heath Robinson with the tubes and the big sort of like
there's a lot of pipes, holes. I can say that.
Yeah, a lot of pipes.
We have a lot of pipes, yes. We don't have anything that we can have like a fat kid going through, but the pipes are, it's stainless steel, so we don't have that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I tell you what, we're going to come back to the chart. Number 4 on the chart back in 1966. This is the UK chart for this week. Number 4, in actual fact, last week it was at number 5, so it's making its way up, but it won't go any further. It'll peak at number 4, and it's 5 weeks in the chart for Roy Orbison, Too Soon to Know.
My heart.
amazing voice of Mr. Roy Orbison, Too Soon to Know. And I'll tell you what, let's say a very good morning to San Diego. It's my good lady, Christina. She's over there with Lucy. Yes, we all know Lucy as well, don't we? And her sister Isabel. And we've got our cousins over there, or our nephew and niece, Emma and Roger. And, of course, Lauren, Isabel, and Mama Ho. Hope she's doing okay. She's not been too good. So, anyway, nice to know you're over there listening. We've got Gabrielle. Gabrielle is with us from Pedro Mandinga. See, I avoided saying your last name again.
Yes, I can see that.
That's, I can see that. Jasmine will do that. I'll say the first part, and Jasmine will do the second part.
Exactly, yes, that works better.
All right, now the question again was, where is located the Pedro Mandinga Distillery? Okay, where is the Pedro Mandinga Distillery located? Where is it? Okay, it's not that difficult. You put your mind to it. Let your fingers do the walking. Just give Yasmin a call. 223-5162. 223-5162 is the number. Give Yasmin a call. First person who gets it right is going to win that amazing $100 voucher for Pedro Mandinga's Rum Bar in Via Argentina. Now, let me tell you, they had a double-sided number 3 on the chart, the top 50 in the UK for this week. And number 3, double A-side, Yellow Submarine and Eleanor Rigby.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed.
Sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look
and him working, donning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care for all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
That's it. Double A-side for the Beatles. That was at number 3. And let me see. They started there. They came in at, well, they peaked at number 1. Last week they were number 1. And they were in the chart for 6 weeks with a double A-side, Yellow Submarine and Eleanor Rigby. You remember Yellow Submarine. You almost sang along then, didn't you?
Yes. I actually enjoy that song very much.
Yes, you're old inside.
Yes, a little bit. I actually discovered the Beatles when I was about 15 years old. My mom used to play it at the car, and I didn't enjoy it at the time, but at some point I just started enjoying them, and I got into the Beatles fever when I was around 15. And I actually, I don't know if you remember, there was actually a really cool movie about the Beatles.
Which
Across one? Across the Universe.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one, actually.
It is actually pretty recent.
And oh, hang on. Is this the one where it was all sort of like live? You know what? I started watching that and I couldn't put up with it.
Oh, nice.
It's strange. No, I remember watching it and I don't know. There was something about it and I thought, no.
You lost interest.
I mean, funnily enough, I had a Beatle jacket. I had all those sorts of things when I was a teenager, a kid, when I'm about 13, 14, my Beatle jacket. But you know what? I've grown out of them, strangely enough.
Strangely enough,
because
yeah.
the music, you know, the Rolling Stones now of the band for me. Their music has more maturity, I think, than...
That makes sense.
And they just brought out a new single, for heaven's sake.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
And it's good.
I haven't heard it.
Well, after the show, I'll play it for you.
Please, go ahead.
50 cents, yes. Extra time.
Extra time.
Now, look, we got answers, but not the right ones. We want the right answer. Where is the location of the Pedro Mandinga... distillery, that's what we called it, isn't it? Distillery, where is it located? Alright, call Yasmin, 223-5162, 223-5162, and if you get it right, you could win. Now, number 2 on the charts was Distant Drums from Jim Reeves. It didn't get to number 1, it peaked at number 2. Last week it was 6, so it was on its way up, but after this it'll be on its way down. But it's in the charts for 5 weeks. What was the number 1? For this week on the top 50 chart, what was the number 1? 1966. The Small Faces, All or Nothing.
Thank you.
is was the number one back in 1966, this week in 1966, and well, that's celebrating the 17th anniversary of Cool FM. And they said, what are you going to do? So I'm going to play the music I listen to when I'm 17. Yasmin just said to me, what did you say? You said to me, did you remember those, didn't you? Everybody's on the phone. Excuse me, hang on, I'm just going to chat them on the phone because they're not playing. What? Pay attention, Yasmin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did you say to me? Do I remember them?
Mm-hmm, yeah, all of them.
How many do you remember?
Me?
Yeah, you. How many do you remember?
That's
not the right thing. How many of them do you know? Because remembering.
Yeah, just like four or something.
Four, okay. Yeah. 4 out of 50 is not bad.
Yeah.
Four. That's almost 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 10%.
Almost, yeah. That's
almost 10%.
That sort of reminded me of, you know, Gabrielle just mentioned, of course, in these days when we did it, because I hadn't started on Radio 17. I started when I was 18, 19, when I was in the Middle East. And so working radio then was so different because you were just commenting on the technology. I mean, everything now is at your fingertips. But of course, in those days, you had to go through, you kept all the records,
yeah,
you had a library.
Vinyls, basically.
You had
you
a library.
You need to play it correctly, you need to even watch where it was, right?
You know, you had to write down your tracks if you wanted to. I mean, now, because you can put cue points on the music, it's so easy to know when the talking starts, and in the old days you used to have to time it with a stopwatch.
Exactly.
You know,
stopwatch.
You use a stopwatch, and then you point your finger at the controller, who was the guy who worked the decks, and when you pointed, he would start it, and then you would take it down or take it up or whatever. It was, what was I, 19, 18, 19 when I was doing it then? It was just so much fun, and the music was so much fun. You know, like this morning we had Tamla Motown, we had Soul, we've had Softies, we've had... There's another one which is a bit of a gimmicky one, which I haven't played. It's called They're All Coming to Take Us Away, Ha Ha Hee Hee, to an, you know, well, yeah. Not all the songs were serious in those days. So anyway, look, I tell you what, if you have the answer to the question, where is the Pedro Mandinga Distillery, and you give it to us before... We've finished, before Cool FM switches us back to them. If you give us the answer before then, you've got a chance of winning it. After that, it's going to go into the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. So we'll give all the people that are in their cars and on their way to work a chance as well. So 223-5162 is the number to call Yasmin. If you know where the Pedro Mandinga Distillery is, we want the location, you could win that amazing $100 voucher, to which we are extremely grateful, Gabrielle. Thank you. Thanks for being such a big supporter of the show.
Always, always. We have a lot of customers that are actually listeners of your show.
Yes, mate. Mm-hmm. Both our listeners drink rum.
Yes. Yes. And actually, a lot of the people that we work with are also fans. Like Juanma, it's one of our. Yeah, Juanma, the owner of Sola Bahia, he's a great listener. He loves your show. He's always listening to it.
That's the beautiful thing about Pedro Mandinga rum. You enjoy anything when you're drunk.
Also, one of our partners, Fernando, also enjoys the show.
That's
he
nice.
Always listens to it. Yeah.
That's nice. And now we set you up with... By the way, did you download the Radio Garden
yes,
app?
I downloaded the version for the iPhone.
Okay. So you got two radio stations.
Yes, right now.
But that is great fun because, I mean, one of the things that the good lady Christina and I do, if we're going to have Italian, we put on a radio station in Italy.
Nice.
You know,
that's actually really fun.
Yeah, and if we're having a curry, well, we put on a radio station in India. All around the world, there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of radio stations. It's fun just, you know, wandering around and having a listen.
Exactly, and we were talking about this is a media that is actually very you get to touch your clients, you know, because there is now, you know, there's all of this podcast and whatever, but you're actually talking to them right now. I mm-hmm. see your chat and I see a lot of people just chatting what mm-hmm. songs you wanted
mm-hmm.
to play,
mm-hmm.
and you engage a lot with your audience, and you know that's amazing.
It's fun.
It is really fun.
And I think that's the important thing about I remember when the heads of the BBC once saying this about the, you know, people that were racist. It's, you know, it says people think it's the voice. It's not the voice. It's how you interact with the audience. I mean, Terry Wogan was a big favourite of mine over in the UK. He was on for years and years. He did a breakfast show, I think, as well for a while. And if you listen to what he said, it's like me. It's absolute crap. It's a lot of rubbish. You know? But it's the way you say it, you know?
That makes sense.
And on that note, we've got to say goodbye, otherwise they're going to turn us off. We have been celebrating the 17 years of Cool FM this morning, so we're going to... Gabrielle, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm a huge supporter of your Cool FM.
And we will be continuing to give that away tomorrow morning. As for now, big thanks to Gabrielle. Big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our production appointments and everything else. To, of course, Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter there, enjoying walks in the rain. We need that rain, I can tell you. Big thanks there. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. The boys and girls, a group of Grada, who keep us up in the morning and going to take us down in a few seconds' time. Big thanks to them. To you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you tomorrow morning at the same time. That is 7 o'clock. What do I want to be doing at 7 tomorrow? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.